I saw something the other day that just fucking burned my balls. This is Chris Johnson and fucking Joe Biden. I fucking hate Joe Biden. And before I go any fucking further, I don't want a certain segment of the population to think that I'm on their fucking side. I hate Joe Biden because I think he's a fucking douche. Just a generic political fucking douche. I'm not one of these fucking Let's Go Brandon fascist assholes who is a huge fan of the last dickhead that was in office, that fat illiterate fuck who tried to overthrow a Democratic election, that xenophobic motherfucker. I'm not on your fucking side. Fuck off. But that being said, I fucking hate Joe Biden. Just because he was the better choice in the last election doesn't mean that he was a good fucking choice. It just means that, hey man, this is the best America has to fucking offer. You know, it's like the old South Park episode with the douche and the turd sandwich. Except in this case, the turd sandwich wanted to overthrow an election. You know, standard shit. But Biden's fucking speaking the other day, and he mentions how, like, work from home should fucking end, and we gotta fucking fill up offices again and fill up fucking cities again. Motherfucker, don't you have better things to fucking do right now? Isn't there more important shit going on in the fucking world that you could be fucking speaking about than fucking returning to the fucking office? Like, what are you fucking talking about, asshole? Fucking gas prices are going up and you want people to drive more back to the fucking office? A lot of people fucking like working from home. I'm one of them. Look, if you want to go back to the office, go back to the fucking office. Nobody's fucking stopping you. Like at my current job, if I wanted to go back to the fucking office, I'd go back to the fucking office. I'm out of the fucking office now, and I hope it fucking stays that way. I don't want to fucking throw away fucking time and money, especially with the gas prices the way they are now, fucking commuting to a fucking job. And I'm tired of this fucking argument. This argument has been made since the fucking beginning of the goddamn pandemic. Like, man, oh man, we got to get people back to the fucking cities and shit. Like, they got to frequent the shops. If your fucking city is so shitty that I don't want to fucking go there, why the fuck is the best solution to get me to go there? Well, let's make the job fucking make them go to the goddamn city. Look, if you want me to go to the city, make the city not suck. If you want me to go to the fucking city, make something in the city desirable enough for me to want to go fucking check out. And if your fucking shops are so fucking bad that the only way you can get me to go there is to have a captive audience of fucking office workers, then maybe you're in the wrong fucking business. Like, I'm supposed to give a shit that fucking Starbucks is getting less business near my fucking office now? I could give a shit less about them. Look, I know it fucking sucks. Like, if you have a fucking shop there and you opened up the shop there because it was near a fucking business and, like, shit's not going back, I know it fucking sucks, but that's what fucking happens. Like, shit fucking evolves. We gotta fucking evolve. You don't see any fucking, like, old school telephones anymore, do you? I'm sure there used to be fucking shops and shit. Like, making those old big fucking brick phones that we used to use in the fucking 90s before cell phones and shit. Who fucking buys those anymore? You don't need those anymore. Should we have been like, oh man, we gotta keep these fucking shops alive so these people keep their fucking jobs. Let's pump the brakes on the fucking cell phones. No, we gotta fucking advance. I will be fucking furious if I have to go back to the fucking office. You know how much fucking money that's gonna cost my ass? I see people too, they're like, you know what, man, I like to keep my home life and my work life separate. I kind of understand what the fuck you're saying, because I felt like that. I felt like that when I originally had to start working from home. I didn't like my work being in my home. And you know why that was? Because my work sucked. My job sucked. I don't want this fucking shit just infecting my home, this fucking negativity. But now that I'm doing a job that I don't fucking despise, I don't really give a fuck about working from home. And even, to be honest with you, even my last job that I fucking hated, once I was home for a little while, I was like, it's gonna suck anyway. Like, might as well just have it suck from home as opposed to fucking driving my ass a fucking half hour at least to get to work, then have it suck at work, and then drive home. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking waste of time and money. If it's gonna suck, I might as well just get the suck out of the way here. Like, I'm addicted to this shit. I'm addicted to work from home. I wanna fucking do this as long as I fucking can. It's been fucking revolutionary for me. I just get fucking tired of out of touch fucking politicians like Joe Biden saying shit like that. Like, motherfucker, this isn't fucking 1950 anymore. We can't all fucking take the train from fucking Delaware to DC or whatever fucking horse shit story that you used to fucking tell. That's not how fucking shit works for everybody. People are in a different situation. You make a fucking State of the Union speech talking about how we need to increase fucking wages, and then, like, you're gonna be like, well, let's have them spend those wages on fucking gas. That's a good idea, you fucking moron. Russia's on the other end of the world lighting shit on fire. They're completely fucking funded by oil and gas and shit. And you're like, you know what? Let's fucking burn more of it. Let's fucking burn more of that shit. When the fuck are we gonna do things in this fucking country that make fucking sense? And maybe start weaning ourselves off this fossil fuel shit. Oh, I know why. Because those dickheads in Congress fucking own shit and they're sucking the cock of the fucking lobbyists so they can't. That piece of shit Joe Manchin, all these motherfuckers. Hey, well, we'd love to get off coal, but, like, they give me money. So I don't give a shit about my fucking constituents in West Virginia. Fuck them. I got a fucking houseboat. They can eat shit. Just once, I want, like, somebody to read the fucking room. Just read the goddamn room. Don't give corporations any fucking ideas. I saw some fucking photos too. I think this was like based in like Toronto. I saw it on Twitter where this fucking company was forcing people to go back to the office, which is just dumb as shit. Hey, things have been fucking normal for 2 years and we've done the job perfectly fucking fine, but let's force all these people to go back. And they put like these signs up and they were trying to be funny, but it was just douchey because corporations and assholes and all these focus groups, they don't know how to be fucking human beings. And it was like, I bet your dog misses you. I bet you miss those fucking sweatpants, huh? Hey, how was that commute? You gonna fucking rub salt in the fucking wounds? You're forcing these motherfuckers to go back and you're fucking making fun of them for having to wear like actual clothes and missing their fucking pets? Are you fucking heartless? These motherfuckers have no fucking soul. And then they like issued this apology. They're like, look, we're really sorry. In an attempt to be lighthearted, just your standard corporate fucking fare. Fuck out of here, dude. I'm tired of this bullshit. Listen, President Biden, shut the fuck up about fucking office work. You got better shit to worry about than where people are fucking doing their jobs. Are people working? Yes? Then shut the fuck up and leave them alone. God fucking damn it. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as a new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio are just some of the places you can get it. You can get it fucking everywhere, though. Podbean is the host. Every episode is there. You can download that fucking app. Carry my ass around in your fucking pocket. Follow that shit. I'm on Twitter. It's @JohnsonHGO. I'm on Facebook. Podcasts are right in my timeline. And I'm on Instagram. I got photos and videos and all kinds of crazy shit there. You can follow that in maybe 5 minutes.